Sabbath blessing, everyone. Welcome to all the dear ones that are on the phone. We would like to welcome you on this blessed Sabbath day. And for those that will be listening to the recording on a later date, Sabbath blessing as well. On this Sabbath, August 9, 2014, we are in chapter 17, Nicodemus part 2, and this is lesson number 88. We will begin with our open hymnal song entitled, Savior Teach Me Day by Day. Savior teach me day by day, love sweet lesson to obey. Sweeter lesson cannot be, loving him who first loved me. With a shout at heart of love, at thy bidding may I move, from to serve and follow thee, loving him who first loved me. Teach me of thy step to trace, strong to follow in thy grace. Learn how to love from thee, loving him who first loved me. Love in loving, fine and flow, in obedience all her joy, ever knew thy joy will bring, loving him who first loved me. Thus may I rejoice to show that I feel the love I own. Singing till that face I see of his love who first loved me. Of his love who first loved me.
Father, I thank you for your help to have this blessed day. Thank you for the shares with us up this morning and helping us be in this blessed Sabbath. Last year, things came back from mom. Be careful what we see and what we're doing. Forgive us all our sins and anything on present spirits. I pray you all to be making me and mom have a safe trip back home, and also to be grateful for the things that we have, and let's be able to be walking on the right path, and that we may be able to be saved from utter destruction. I pray you to help this world be able to change from its sinful ways, that way be able to be turned into a righteous way, and also help us be merciful to others and loving one another. This is my friend, Jesus, coming. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We will begin with opening scripture taken from the book of Job, chapter 14, verse 4, from the King James Version, and it reads, "Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one." This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part 2 in our lesson entitled Nicodemus in our study book. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses,
Romans 8:6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Romans 8:7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Amen.
Matthew 15:19. For our heart perceive evil thoughts, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, and blasphemy. John 3:9, Nicodemus answered, saying unto him, Who can these things be? John 3:10, Jesus answered, saying unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things?
John 3:11, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, We speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and you see not our witness. John 3:12, If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things?
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us continue in our book, Desire Ages. This is chapter 17. We'll be discussing today pages 171 through 173. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph, we'll be right.
Desire of Ages, page 171. Surprised of his self-possession, he answered Christ in words full of irony. How can a man be born when he is old? Like many others, when cutting truth is brought home to the conscience, he revealed the fact that the natural man receiveth not literal things, for spiritual things are spiritually discerned. Desire of Ages, page 171, paragraph 4. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 171. But the Savior did not meet argument with argument. Raising his hand with solemn, quiet dignity, he pressed the truth home with greater assurance. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Nicodemus knew that Christ would here refer to water baptism and the renewing of the heart by the Spirit of God. He was convinced that he was in the presence of the one whom John the Baptist had foretold.
Desire Ages, page 172. Jesus continued, That which is born of flesh is flesh, and which is born of spirit is spirit. By nature of heart is evil. Who can bring a clean things out of the unclean? Not one. Job 14:4. No human invention can find a remedy for sinning soul. The carnal mind is enmity against God, but is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Out of the heart proceed the evil thoughts, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, and blasphemy. Romans 8:7, Matthew 15:19. Amen. Sabbath blessed everyone.
Desire
based thing
to understand you too. The fountain of the heart must be purified before the streams can become pure. He who is trying to reach heaven by his own works and keeping the law is attempting an impossibility. There is no safety for one who has merely a legal religion, a form of godliness. The Christian's life is not a modification or improvement of the old, but a transformation of nature. There is a death to self and sin, and a new life altogether. This change can be brought about only by the effectual working of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. Can the natural man respond to spiritual things of the Spirit of God? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is no. There is in him nothing that responds to spiritual things. For spiritual things are spiritually discerned.
Amen. So let us learn a beautiful scripture song there once together. And the scripture song is taken from the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16 to 17 from the King James Version. I'm Praise the Lord. So let us continue in our study. For those that are listening and those that are coming in, dear family, we are still in Desire of Ages. This is page 172. Any one of the dear family would like to take the next.
Desire of Ages, page 172. Nicodemus was still perplexed, and Jesus used the winds to illustrate his meaning. The wind blow where it listen, thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell hence it go, come, and where it goes. So it everyone that is born of the Spirit, Desire of Ages, 172:2. The wind is heard among the branches of the tree, rustle the leaf and the flowers, yet is invisible. No man knows hence it come or whither it goes.
Desire of Ages, page 172. So with the work of the Holy Spirit upon the heart, it can no more be explained than can the movements of the wind. A person may not be able to tell the exact time or place, or to trace all the circumstances in the process of conversion. But this does not prove him to be unconverted. By an agency as unseen as the wind, Christ is constantly working upon the heart, little by little, perhaps unconsciously to the receiver. Impressions are made that tend to draw the soul to Christ. These may be received through meditating upon him, through reading the scriptures, or through hearing the word from a living preacher. Suddenly, as the Spirit comes with more direct appeal, the soul gladly surrenders itself to Jesus. But maybe this is called sudden conversion, but it is the result of long wooing by the Spirit of God, a patient, protracted process.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What did Jesus use to illustrate his meaning to Nicodemus? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones of Allah.
The answer is the one word where it listed, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit.
Desire of Ages, page 173. While the wind itself and the visible of the Spirit upon the soul will reveal itself in every act of him who has felt the saving power. When the Spirit of God takes possession of the heart, it transforms the life. Sinful thoughts are put away, evil deeds are renounced. Love, humility, and peace take the place of anger, envy, and strife. Joy takes the place of sadness, and the countenance reflects the light of heaven. No one sees the hand that lifts the burden, or beholds the light descend from the courts above. The blessing comes when by faith the soul surrenders itself to God. Then that power which no human eye can see creates a new being in the image of God. Desire of Ages, page 173, paragraph.
Desire of Ages, page 173. It is impossible to infinite mind to comprehend the works of redemption. His misery exceeds human knowledge. Yet he who passed from death to life realized that is divine reality. The beginning of redemption we may know here through the personal experience. It is result reached throughout eternal ages. Desire of Ages, 173, paragraph 2. That is beautiful. Praise God.
Desire of Ages, page 173. While Jesus was speaking, some gleams of truth penetrated the ruler's mind. The softening, subduing influence of the Holy Spirit impressed his heart, yet he did not fully understand the Savior's words, as by the manner of its accomplishment. He said wonderly, "How can these things be? Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things?"
Question, boys and girls. What happens when the Spirit of God takes possession of the heart? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, our beloved one.
The answer is it transforms the love. Sinful thoughts are put away. Evil deeds are renounced. Love, humility, and peace take the place of anger, envy, and strife. Joy takes the place of sadness, and the countenance reflects the light of heaven.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear one. And this song is taken from Psalm 51, verse 10-12, and it has its own margin.
Psalms 51:10-12.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God. And renew the right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold the right spirit within me.
Amen.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Desire of Ages, page 173. Jesus asked, surely one entrusted with the religious instruction of the people should not be ignorant to the truth so important. His words conveyed the lesson that instead of feeling irritated over the plain words of truth, Nicodemus should have a very humble opinion of himself because of his spiritual ignorance. Yet Christ spoke with such solemn dignity, and both look and tone expressed such earnest love that Nicodemus was not offended as he realized his humiliating condition. Desire of Ages, page 173, paragraph 4.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Desire of Ages, page 173. But as Jesus explained that his mission on earth was to establish a spiritual instead of a temporal kingdom, his heart was troubled. Seeing this, Jesus added, if I have told you earthly things and ye believe not, ye shall believe if I tell you of heavenly things. If Nicodemus could not receive Christian teaching, illustration the works of grace upon the heart, how could he comprehend the nature of his glorious heavenly kingdom? Not discerning the nature of Christ's work on earth, he could not understand his works in heaven. Desire of Ages, page 173, paragraph 5.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. Why did Jesus ask Nicodemus such a vital question? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is Jesus actually wanted entrusted with the religious instruction of the people should not be ignorant of truth so important.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well done, everyone. We have come to the end of our Children's Sabbath School lesson. Next week, we will continue with part 3 of our study entitled Nicodemus in our lesson book, Desire Ages. If any one of the dear ones, the mommy, daddy, little one, would like to have closing prayer, bubble up.
Our Father, who are thank you for this special study in depth. We have learned from it. Let us grow to understand life for all and be careful when we're seeing what we're doing. Let us grow to be walking on the right path and also to be keeping the faith in our hearts and in our minds. And I pray also you may be able to give us travel and mercy if we have somewhere to go. Let us be able to be loving one another, helping one another, and also be giving each other a chance. And I pray we'll be able to help us be able to be safe and protected and not be able to be tempted from the devil's devices. I pray that this world be able to be changed and forgive us our sins and our past experience. This not Benji's personal demon.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Next week, which is supposed to be next Sabbath, that will be held on August 16, 2014. We will continue with chapter 7 from part 3 of our study, Nicodemus. We have come to the ending of our study, and we would like to thank all the people that were listening on the phone and those that will be listening to the recording on a later date. And for the children, we have prepared activities that they may be able to continue having a blessed Sabbath, getting familiar with all the words and the scriptures that was used during the study. We would like to also thank all the dear brethren that took part of putting the presentation for the children together. We appreciate you and we all love you, and God bless everyone. May you all have a blessed rest of the Sabbath.